USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with senators today to discuss reports that the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince is connected to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After the meeting, Pompeo was asked by reporters again if there's any connection.
There is no direct reporting connecting the Crown Prince to the order to murder Jamal Khashoggi. That's all I can say.
House Republicans remain in the majority for the rest of the congressional year. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy from California says they do have a few bills that need to get passed, and funding for the southern border wall is also something that needs to be done.
We've seen what is happening along the southern border. We know we need security down there. I think this is a place that the election is over. I hope the Democrats could find a way now to put politics aside, to actually put people before politics.
Today, the Dow was up 617 points to close the day at 25,366. This is USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And, for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo Steam Train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play. And they can actually learn to code because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
Ivanka Trump is defending her use of a private email for official government business. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Presidential daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump says in an interview there is really, in her words, no equivalency between what she's done and Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Ivanka Trump says when it comes to her emails,
they're all stored on the White House system. So everything has been preserved. Everything's been archived.
In the interview with ABC's Good Morning America, Ivanka Trump also said she believes the Russia probe should continue.
But I want it to be done in a way in which nobody could question that it was hurried or rushed. So I think it absolutely should reach its conclusion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A big storm system with heavy rain and mountain snow is making its way towards California. Flash flood watches and winter storm warnings are in effect for much of the area. The heavy rain and snow is expected to hit later tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A bill failed today that would have protected Special Counsel Robert Mueller from being fired by President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell believes the bill is not necessary and that the president would not be firing Mueller. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee also objected to the bill.
This is a fundamental component of our liberty. The separation of powers protect us. That doesn't mean we're going to agree with what every president in every administration always does.
GM announced that they would be closing several plants in the United States and Canada and slash 15% of its salaried workforce. President Trump is not too happy and tweeted that he'd like to maybe pull some of the subsidies that GM is receiving from the U.S. taxpayers. Economist Peter Morici on Fox News talks about why GM, in his opinion, is having to close these plants.
There's no reason why we shouldn't be selling cars in China that are made here. Now, the president has to open up the Chinese market, and, you know, I guess that's the next stage. But abandoning the American worker, she says that Americans aren't buying sedans. Do you see Toyota getting out of the sedan business? They make money on sedans. They know how to make sedans well. The problem with Ms. Barra is she has a company that doesn't make competitive sedans. And to blame the president or to say that some far-off notion like electric cars and electric vehicles is going to be where the future is, that's true. But, you know, we're not going to be switching out of the internal combustion engine or abandoning sedans anytime soon.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.